This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Esmeralda Guadalupe Lucero. Date of birth, September the 9th, 2002. Case ID number is 100-411-36. Date of exam, April the 9th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2/1/2024 and NAP Medical Center records dated 10/8/2017. Identifying information, this is a 21-year-old single female with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of intellectual disability, comma, depression/anxiety, comma, back pain, comma, and asthma. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. She's been on disability for approximately 12 years. She was in the ninth grade at a special ed program. At the present time, she lives in a house with her mother. Allegations number one, intellectual disability / depression / anxiety. Number two, back pain. And number three, asthma. History of allegations. Number one, intellectual disability / depression / anxiety. The claimant states that since 2022, she has developed depression and anxiety. She suffers from sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, depression, comma, increased appetite, comma, decreased concentration, and decreased motivation. She denies any violent acts, panic attacks, or getting angry. She does take a bath every day, and she does brush her teeth. At the present time, she's taking care of her baby. She is not married and does not have a husband to take care of her, but did get pregnant. She denies any history of substance abuse or taking any medications for her condition. She was cooperative, pleasant, and very future-oriented. Her general appearance appears to be well-kept and wearing casual attire. She was cooperative and had good eye contact with me. She is oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. Her attention and concentration are normal. Her speech rate, clarity, tone, and articulation are normal. She speaks Spanish and English fluently. Her memory was intact. Her thought processes are normal. She denies any suicidal attempts in the past, but states occasionally she has had visual and verbal hallucinations, which are not frequent. And her mood was normal at this time. She did only go up to the ninth grade, and at this time stays home to take care of her baby. Her physician is Dr. Amaya. She is not being treated for depression or anxiety at this time. Allegations number two, back pain. The claimant states that in 2019, she was on a skateboard and she fell off backwards and injured her lumbar sacral back area. She states the character of the pain is a stabbing, aching pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to her left hip. No surgeries have been performed or x-rays. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 30 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, and walking in the park with her baby. Her physician is Dr. Amaya. She has seen a chiropractor who took care of her back by the name of Dr. Sanders. who gave her 3 months of physical therapy. She takes occasionally ibuprofen and Tylenol for her condition. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back contusion with mild left-sided radiculitis lumbago. Allegation number 3, asthma. The claimant states that in 2008, she was diagnosed with asthma secondary to allergies. She states occasionally the asthma can be precipitated by walking 1 mile, comma, climbing 3 flights of stairs, comma, talking, and sometimes by resting. She denies any history of smoking and has never been in the emergency room, hospitalized, or intubated for asthma. She is presently on no inhalers, steroids, or oxygen at this time. Her diagnosis is allergic asthma, which is not being treated. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb 3 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 30 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Amaya. The only other physical activity she does is walking in the park with her baby. She does take Tylenol and Motrin if needed. Family history. Her father died at the age of 57 from a myocardial infarction. Her mother is 57 and has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, depression, and back pain. Medications, ibuprofen, 200 milligrams PRN is needed. Tylenol, 500 milligrams QD, PRN is needed. Medical problems, lumbar sacral back contusion with mild left-sided radiculitis, comma, asthma, comma, intellectual disability, comma, depression, comma, anxiety, comma, major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 203 pounds, height 5 feet 4 and a half inches, BP 123 over 70 mmHg, heart rate 89 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 99%, BMI 34, general. This is a 21-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a very reliable historian and presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to functional capacity on the last page. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations. And has no restricted limitations in her workplace environment at this time. Probable diagnosis is intellectual disability. The claimant appears to have a fairly normal IQ. She does speak English and Spanish fluently and appeared to have a normal psychological and mental examination. She is not being treated for depression or anxiety at this time and appears to be doing well. Allegation number two, back pain dash normal physical exam. Number three, asthma, normal physical exam. Oxygen saturation, 99%. The claimant is presently on no medications for asthma at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Esmeralda Guadalupe Lucero.